want to build your faith? Do you desire to have a true encounter with God through His Word? Then listen to Logos Rhema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobing, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. He is a seasoned man of God and a teacher of the Word in its truth and simplicity. Make time with us each and every Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. on Spirit 88.3 FM as we encounter the Word of Truth. God richly bless you. Previously on Logos Rhema Hour.
You want to be like Jesus? You want to be a learner? You want to be a disciple? You follow and you track his story. So that's what he's saying. He said, my first book, yo, I told you about everything Jesus began to do and teach. Began to do and teach. Theory, practice, teach and do.
And now, today's message.
Let's take our confession. Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth. Shall meditate in it day and night. Observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then we will make our way prosperous. And then we will find good success. The Holy Spirit, our helper. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit as our helper. The acts of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, in the life of the first century believers, amen. I think I've mentioned it before that some scholars believe that the book of Acts of the Apostles should have been titled, or rightfully titled, the Acts of the Holy Spirit, because it's all about a testament of how the Holy Spirit empowered ordinary men, ordinary women, to carry out the will of God. Hallelujah. And I believe that that is where we have come to as a church, as we talk this month about the Holy Spirit as our helper, as our partner. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are trusting God that you and I will embrace Him and allow Him to guide us, teach us, guide us, coach us, mentor us, so we can become the people that God has called us to be. So we looked at verse 1. We said Dr. Luke was writing. It was a two-part series. The book of Luke, or the Gospel of Luke, was part 1. And the Acts of the Apostles was part 2 of his letter, or if you like, narrative or story to a certain man called Honorable Theophilus. Hallelujah. And so when he said, in my first book, I told you, Theophilus, about everything Jesus began to do and to teach. Hallelujah. Amen. And we learned that as believers, Jesus is our supreme example in our walk with the Lord. Remember, we have said that this Christian walk that you and I, or this Christian life that we are living, it is not of our own doing. Hallelujah. It's not of our own carving. It's not of our own prescription. But God, who has prescribed this lifestyle for us. And if you understand it very well, we say it is His life lived in and through our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have learned that the Holy Spirit is given to every single believer, every genuine, every authentic believer who comes to faith. The Holy Spirit comes to take residence right inside of us, and then comes alongside of us to help us to live our life. But what kind of life are we going to live? And that's what we said, that Jesus is our supreme example of the way that God wants us to live. Hallelujah. And so every believer is under obligation to know the story of Jesus, how He lived His life and carried out His assignment here on earth. And that's the point that Luke tries to get Theophilus to understand, Honorable Theophilus, and us, honorable us, hallelujah, to understand that without the Holy Spirit, you can't live this Christian life. Hallelujah. And so when you read the Gospel of Luke, Luke tries to track the whole mystery behind the life of godliness that Jesus demonstrated. Perfect, sinless life. Perfect, sinless life. You can name it. Name the sin that you can name. Jesus was not caught in any single one of them. Hallelujah. And Luke is trying to tell us that it wasn't an ordinary life. Amen. Yes, it wasn't ordinary. It was extraordinary. But it is not something that is beyond the reach of ordinary human beings like us. And that's what he's going to be telling us in the books of the Acts of the Apostles. How they too, when they took center stage, the same source of the power, the same spirit that enabled Jesus to live that sinless and perfect life, now it was the time of the disciples, the learners, the students of Jesus Christ, and other students that came to faith through the ministry and the work of the apostle, to also demonstrate that same moral, flawless, hallelujah, lifestyle, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. So we learned that he tracked him right from the time that he went to be baptized at the Jordan River and was driven by the same Holy Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days and 40 nights he waited upon the Lord. And the Lord, Holy Spirit, just anointed him, came over him, like we always say. I said it, that when the anointing of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Spirit comes into your life as a believer, you will feel it. It's just like you going into the water, coming out, and feeling your entire body drenched, soaked in the water. The same thing, when the Holy Spirit comes on your life, you, the beneficiary, you will sense it. You have to sense. If you don't sense anything, then it's not there. You have to sense it. Hallelujah. Amen. You have to sense either within you or coming alongside of you, or both, better still. You sense it. Hallelujah. It's not like every day you sense, but anytime. The point is that you sense that he's in you, he's coming alongside of you, and he's bringing helps. Hallelujah. And so every believer is under obligation, I said, to know the Jesus story. Hallelujah. How come he was able to live successfully on earth as a man and to please the Lord in all that he did, and therefore fulfilled the purpose of God for his life? And you and I, we must equally fulfill our purpose, or the purpose of God for our lives. Hallelujah. And so we encourage again that we need to be familiar with his identity, with his life and his ministry, his death, his resurrection, and finally, his ascension to heaven. Hallelujah. And that's why we say that we are disciples, because we have come to be taught by God, hallelujah, how to live this Christian life. Every calling, every profession in this life, you go on a period of apprenticeship. Amen. You learn how to be a tailor. You learn how to be a fisherman. You learn how to be it. Yeah. Amen. You learn how to be a doctor. You learn how to be a farmer. Amen. Those who have learned how to do farming, compared with you and I who haven't learned, when we go and then we start, they give us a backyard to farm. You see the difference. Hallelujah. Just because one has simply applied himself to knowing or to learn the trade, and then practice it appropriately. And I said, it's the same thing. Knowing Jesus, amen, being a believer of God, and therefore of supernatural things, we need to be taught. And that's what Jesus did. How he began to do and to teach. He taught them how to partner with God and do signs and wonders in this life, and be able to live sinless and perfect lives that is pleasing to God. And so you can't just, and we said, you can't just come to God and say, I'm a believer, and not apply yourself to learning. Hallelujah. And let's take note that the people that Jesus called, few were highly educated like you and I. Few. Amen. And Paul will tell us later, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, he was telling us that you know your calling. Now, how many of us were educated? Well educated. So the gospel is not for educated. So what I'm talking about is not for educated people. The learning to do supernatural works of God, signs and wonders. It is not about education. Peter was uneducated. Hallelujah. Bible scholars believe that the book that he wrote that bears his name, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, he dictated it to John Mark, who wrote it for him. Hallelujah. But these were the people that God handpicked and God used them. It's also not as if to say that God doesn't want educated people. Dr. Luke, who is writing this, was a doctor. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul was a leading lawyer in Israel. Hallelujah. And so God, more or less, the picture we gather is that God wants all men of every background, educated, uneducated, black, white, green, yellow, hallelujah. All you are interested in walking with God, you have to be taught. You have to be coached. And then you'll be able to do the works of God. And it involves theory and practice. The talk alone is not enough. Practicals, hallelujah. And Jesus had to leave. And the Holy Spirit assumes the role of the master and teacher, hallelujah. He becomes our rabbi. It's very, very important. That's what he said. It's expedient that I have to leave. He said, but when I go, the Holy Spirit will come, the comforter. And he's going to take my place. John 14, 26. He said, but when the Father sends the advocate, now listen to that, as what? As my representative. So more or less what Jesus was doing and had not had enough time because, like I said, he had a certain mission to fulfill, a certain mission to die on the cross, a painful, cruel death to pacify the anger of God against all humankind. That's what we call the atonement. Hallelujah. Past, present then, and then future. So right to the throne of, the sin of Adam in the Garden of Eden, Jesus hanging on the cross, died for Adam. That's what the Bible says. The death of Jesus Christ went backwards. It was backtracked all the way to the Garden of Eden. More or less, it's like when Jesus was hanging on the cross and the blood was flowing for the life of all, for all humanity, was saying, Father, forgive Adam and Eve for the mess that he brought all of us to. And God said, yes, he's forgiven. Hallelujah. And then fast forward to all the sins from Adam's time till his time, every single one of them who found faith in the Lord, who accepted the pardon on offer, was forgiven. Amen. That's what the atonement means. That's what the real thing about the sacrifice on the cross. It went back. Hallelujah. And then current, the prayer, when he was there. And then fast forward, as many of us who have come to faith, all our sins in the past, they need to be forgiven before we came to Christ. Our sin now, today, what we have done, they need to be forgiven. The future sins that we may inadvertently commit. Oh my God, this God. And God is so gracious, and that's why you must read your word or get into a place where you'll be taught.
We'll be right back after this break. How are you really? Worried? Emotionally exhausted and depressed? Finding it hard to manage your anxieties? Do you have questions unanswered? And are you struggling in your walk with the Lord? Are you seeking prayer or counseling? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Do not let your heart be troubled. Harvest Chapel International Benjamin Kumasi invites you to come, for our doors are wide open, ever ready to listen to you, encourage you, give you God-given counseling, and hold your hands in prayer. For by wise counseling, you can wage your war, and in the abundance of counselors, there is victory. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 6. Contact us via SMS, voice call, or WhatsApp on 055-124-5252. 055-124-5252 for further directions to any of our counseling and prayer session. Looking forward to hear from you. God be with you.
Oh God, wrap me in your arms. Save me there.
Welcome back.
He says that it is impossible in this life as a human being not to sin against God. And then he once says, I'm not giving you a license for sin. That's why the Holy Spirit. Because when he comes to sit inside of you and you embrace him as your coach and your mentor, he is going to help you so that that habit of sin, confess, it will be broken. He brings power to break sin over our lives. You find yourself trapped in sin, the Holy Spirit, when you embrace him and he comes to take residence in you, he will bring you ability to stop sinning. You name any sin. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul himself, he was a murderer. Anytime they were murdering Christians, he was there. Have you seen people beating a thief before? Oh, are you here with me? I'm asking, have you seen the people beating a thief before? And what were you saying? Because he was guilty, isn't it? And then those of us who know even go, he said, Papa Bono, Papa Bono. Papa police, wow. Hallelujah. Amen. So that was the kind of life that Apostle Paul lived before he encountered Jesus Christ. All of them forgiven. And then the Holy Spirit comes. Oh my God. And he brings, let me use the word tenderizer. Eh? He comes to tender your hard heart. So, wakuma ye din say they are. So you won't know what happened to you. But I feel bon say, wakuma beye mre. Ewe radin sem. Hallelujah. That's the power of the gospel. Now canning every time. Oh, these days, this social media. How many of us have been tormented by social media? Hallelujah. It's a headache. That will say. Se me dana me phone na me wa na my yare. He said, "Una wo dana." Hallelujah. And I said, "Hey, no." I said, "Na baby, ya no addiction." But meanwhile, when you are asleep and you have the phone, what can you do when you are asleep? Say, "She ni su mi aso. Let me tell ya anu e ni phone message." Jesus can break that habit. Say a big amen. You see, we are tormented, we are tortured, we don't have rest. Of the Holy Spirit, when he comes, the helper, we are talking about the help, supernatural helps that the Holy Spirit brings to break every habit, every addiction in our lives. The Holy Spirit has the power. So he's Jesus' representative. He said, that is the Holy Spirit. He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. So the Holy Spirit was coming to replace Jesus Christ. And that is why I was saying that if the disciples were calling him or saw Jesus Christ as rabbi, the same thing, you and I must see the Holy Spirit as our rabbi, our teacher, our comforter. Hallelujah. And he's a real person Amen. He is a real person. So Jesus said, he will be with you and in you, and he will be discerned by you. Oh my God. Hallelujah. I don't know how many of us have seen spirit beings before. We talk about the Holy Spirit. I mean, I've not seen the Holy Spirit before. Hallelujah. But I feel him. Amen. This is an important truth that I'm teaching. Amen. So even though spirit beings cannot be seen with the naked eye because they don't have natural bodies, they are nonetheless discernible to men. God wants us to open ourselves and welcome the ministry of the Holy Spirit because he sees us struggling. Too many of us are struggling in our walk. When there is help around. You can't do it in your strength. You can't do it in your wisdom. You can't please God that way. And God sees you in your struggle. God sees us in our stress. God sees us in our hurts. And he's concerned. Because there is help. Help right beside you. Those of us who have made genuine, sincere confessions about giving our lives to Jesus, the Bible is emphatic. Once God sees that you are sincere, he sends his Holy Spirit to come and take residence within you and to come alongside. But you have to cooperate. You have to sense it. You have to be aware of his presence and the helps that he has brought. Not just like that, but to listen to him, to talk with him, and to walk with him, just like any human being would do. More or less, Jesus was saying, I have to go. But the person who comes, he will continue doing the things that, more or less, you will see him with the sixth sense, isn't it? Or third eye. Some say third eye. We see with our two eyes as human beings. But there's a third eye in our spirits, planted there by God, that is able to sense and discern the presence of spirit beings. Amen. And as a believer, you must be interested in it. Else, it's a non-starter for you. You won't make it. You can't make it. You are struggling. And you feel like giving up. Amen. But when you have the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit active in you and you are corporate, you don't feel like giving up. It doesn't mean you don't sin all that very sense that we've laid those foundations. And this is the Apostle John who was. He says, look, there is no man that on this earth, so long as we are here, we will trip and fall on certain occasions. But what is the difference? Once upon a time when I didn't know Jesus, I loved sinning. I giggled about it. I laughed about it. And I applauded myself about it. But when the Holy Spirit comes within you and you sin, oh my God, it's a miserable day. You know it. It's a tormenting day. And then when you finish, you say, until you confess. And sometimes he will march you to people and say, brother, sister, I'm sorry. I hurt you. I'm sorry. After you have repented to God. And that's where some of us do fall short. Some of us, we say, oh, when it comes to a human being, we will never apologize. Say sorry to a human being. No way. You have a problem with the Holy Spirit. You have a problem. Amen. Because sometimes he will instruct you. Kona ko kache and say, manye ni ye. You know, some of us, manye che no. Kwawe. Then come ko seda. And you struggle. So you find out that you are a believer, but when in ye, you're not happy. He has to coach you. You are not cooperating. It's a tough one. But it's easy when you swallow your pride and become humble. And learn. Allow him to teach and coach. And you become a strong believer. With time, apologizing. And you mean it. Amen. You mean it. because pride has been removed.
Still to come on our next episode.
If you are here as a believer, praise God. We've never heard this before. I'm saying this. We can start from here. Anytime that you come to your prayer closet, you are praying. All these years you are praying, and when you pray, you don't know where the prayers go to. Pause. You must know where the prayers go to.
This broadcast was proudly sponsored by the friends and partners of Harvest Chapel International Kumasi. Thank you for listening to Local Shema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobi. We believe that as you act on this word, God's power will transform your life. Join or visit us for our in-person family service at Harvest Chapel International Dinyami Kumasi, close to Micklin Hotel and on the Sunset Road, this and every Sunday at 7 a.m. for our tea service, 8:30 a.m. for our Bible study, and 9 a.m. for our English service. You can also join us this and every Wednesday for our amazing midweek teaching service at 6 p.m. and on Fridays for our prayer solution service, also at 6 p.m. Remember that all our services are streamed online at Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on our Facebook and YouTube pages. You can also listen to us at any time on our online radio station, Radio HCI Today, accessible via the Radio King and Zeno apps. You can download these apps on the Google Play Store and Apple Store. You are free to access all life-transforming sermons by Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobin via podcast by searching for Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on all podcast platforms. For prayer requests or any other inquiries, please contact us via SMS, voice call or WhatsApp on 055-124-5252. 055-124-5252. We look forward to seeing you at our next service. Until then, keep living for Jesus. God richly bless you.